Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Katie's Crib, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Have your girls seen My Girl?
No, not yet, no. We could do a whole other talk about childhood performance. The world is so trauma aware, and yet we still are pretending that the psyches of child performers, and I mean athletes,
all of it.
Kids who don't book.
Oh my God.
All of it.
I can't even. Hi guys, it's Katie Lowe's, and welcome back to Katie's Crib. Guys, it is season 5, baby. How are you guys? Is everybody hanging in there? I mean, can you believe that we're still in a pandemic, or is it an endemic or an epidemic now? I don't even know. But for the past few months, we've definitely been shifting towards a new normal. More places are starting to open up again. More mask mandates are being lifted. More people are out and about. For me, some opportunities have shown themselves. Like, I've got Inventing Anna that just came out on Netflix. You can stream it. I'm also in my first sitcom on CBS called How We Roll, which comes out on March 31st. But one thing that has not changed is the dedication that you guys have seriously shown toward this podcast. And I want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for continuing to tune in each week and recommending it to your friends. Our community, it just feels so honest and authentic to me. And I am able to be so vulnerable with you guys about exactly what I'm going through at the moment. And I just really appreciate y'all being there. I've learned so many things about parenting through this podcast, talking to experts and other parents who are going through the same journey. I've laughed, I've cried, I've gone through a whole roller coaster of emotions, and I hope you all have too. And I cannot wait to bring you guys along with me for the ride in this new season. I am so excited about season 5's very first guest. I am chatting with the one, the only, Anna Klumpsky. So Anna and I are on this new Netflix show called Inventing Anna, and the whole story, it's told through her character's eyes. She plays Vivian Kent, a journalist. That's all I'm going to tell you, because you're just going to have to watch and see what I'm talking about. But let me just be the one to tell you that she is so good in this part. It's unbelievable. But she and I hadn't talked in quite a while because there was a pandemic and shooting, and she lives in New York and I live in LA and blah, 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 blah. But I really just wanted to catch up. I wanted to know more about her pregnancies, about her labors, how she's sharing her acting career experience with her children, and so much more. If y'all don't know Anna Chlumsky, are you living under a rock? But here, let me tell you who she is. You would probably know her as playing the lead role of Veda in My Girl, which came out in 1991, and then it had a prequel in 1994. Since then, she's appeared in a number of things. She plays Amy Bruckheimer on the HBO television series Veep, which was incredible. She's been on White Collar, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, NBC's adaptation of Hannibal, et cetera, et cetera. Anna is married to American military veteran and business executive Sean So. The two have two daughters, Clara and Penny. Thank you for coming on Katie's Crib, Anna, and for being the very first guest of Season 5.
Yay! Yeah.
I am so glad that you're on this podcast right now. So Anna Chlumsky and I are on this show called Inventing Anna on Netflix. On Netflix, if you've ever heard of it. Yes. The whole story is told through, I guess, through your character's eyes.
Sort of. I mean, I'm the framework. I get, yeah, you know, I'm the.
You're so fucking good in this part. And you're so fucking good at all your parts, but I mean, this is like ridiculous. Everyone needs to watch what you do in
this
show.
That's very kind. Like mine.
Oh, I hope so. Seriously. Oh my God.
I don't see it if I don't have to, though.
But what I think is so cool is that when you first came on to our first ever table read, and for you Scandal fans listening to this podcast, you know that like our Scandal table reads are like a very famous thing. And the Inventing Anna table reads were very similar in that it was like really fun and exciting and like
it was going at it
and all this stuff. And I just remember you walking into the table read. You were just like a mom of two and your kids are sort of bigger than mine. What are their
I've got a little bit of a head start. Yeah. Now mine are 8 and 5. Then it would have been 6 and 3.
Yeah. So when we were shooting the first time we were shooting Inventing Anna, because for those of you listening, we shot Inventing Anna pre-pandemic, during pandemic.
Yeah. See if you can spot him.
It took, oh, you can for me and mice after a baby, that's for sure. It's okay. It's fine. Thank God for Shondaland. And we're saying this because, yes, I shot half of the show before I got pregnant with Vera. Then I got pregnant with Vera. Then I had Vera. And then 3 months later, the whole Hollywood gets your body back is not my story.
No, come on.
It's still not my story. She's over a year. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys.
We're human beings. Like,
I know. What I was going to say was when I saw you and met you, I was like, holy shit, you're such a full, real person and a mom with a very full life. You come on and you act the shit out of something. But I had this feeling from you like, holy shit, you are very involved in all aspects of being a mom and being a wife and being a caretaker and being an actress and being all the things that you do. I just really looked up to you and really, I started like going down like a Google search and saw.
And then you really found out about me and you went, don't meet your heroes. Not kidding.
No, then it was like, I was looking at you because you were on Veep and winning accolade after accolade, all these things, but you were pregnant, you were post-baby, pre-baby, all these things. And it was just very inspiring as an actress to see you.
Yeah.
Rock that shit.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Because of course we never think we're rocking anything. And so, yes. And I was really fortunate that when I was going through it, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was boss, you know, both on screen and off. I mean, she was at the beginning of being able to say, excuse me, I'm going to go ahead and do my job and have my kids.
Oh my God. Can you even imagine that?
Right.
That
was... Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like she definitely, you know, told me a few stories about that and had that perspective. So really, really valuable, really valuable.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure for you too, going through it, Carrie had gone through it.
Carrie and Shonda. Like Shonda was the person who literally sat me down and said, are you thinking about having a family? And it was like the last season of Scandal. And I said, I'm really thinking about it. And she said, well, I just want to let you know that if I were you, I would have it on my watch. and this show is not going to be on forever. And I like went home and I was like, Adam, take off your pants.
So, yeah, you're like,
Adam doesn't like to say Shonda was like in the room, but she was like basically in the room.
I know. Yeah, that's amazing.
So did you always want to be a mom?
Hey, you know, it's funny. I always knew I wanted a family and I always knew I wanted kids. But when you get into the identity issue of mom, I'll just say, yeah, I didn't know what that was. Like, I didn't know what that could be. I'm in that category of people who, I didn't have baby dolls, you know, and I didn't, you know, like if I had baby cousins, I enjoyed them. I liked, I appreciated them, but I was never like, let me hold the baby.
Right. You weren't like one of those super maternal teenagers
I wasn't. And of course that made me nervous when I did start to get to the ages where you're thinking about these things, but that's part of it. And yeah, but I did always know that I wanted a family. I never had that whole like, oh, but what if I just, you know, maybe my path is other. I always knew that family was going to be a part of my path.
I did too.
Yeah.
Even though I tried, I like had one dinner out with three couples who were in their 60s and didn't have kids and were living this incredible life.
Oh, sure.
And Adam and I left and we were like,
yeah,
are we sure we're going to do this? But it's like this weird guttural feeling. I saw like myself later in life wanting someone to have called me mom.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's great.
You met your husband, Sean.
Sean, yep.
In college.
In freaking college.
In Chicago, University that's of Chicago. It. You've been that's married it. As of March 8th, 2008.
Yes.
And
very good.
Did you guys make a decision to try to get pregnant? Was it an easy go for you? Did you know when it was time?
Yeah, this part of the story is probably like the part of the story where a good percentage of the populace could totally hate me for this because yeah, like it was.
Oh, but that's such a miracle and people got to bless. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, what we did was I had like that kind of Shauna-ish experience too, not with my boss, but but with one fellow actress. You might know. Have you ever met Julie Halston? Do you know Julie Halston?
No.
She's amazing. You'll die in love her the second you get to
right
work
now.
With her. Yeah, she's just the coolest freaking broad.
Oh, she's a fucking legend. The guys look her up. Julie Halston. Okay, she's a fucking legend. Okay, so what does she say?
So she and I were doing this monologue show written by Nora Ephron and her sister Delia. And I was married for a couple of years by then. And, you know, we got our first dog, you know, like we got the dog. Yeah. Like,
gateway drug. Dog is a gateway drug to parenting.
Can we do that? You know, can we keep something alive together? And Julie's maybe two decades my senior. And so she's like, honey, do you want to do this? And I'm like, well, yeah, I want to have a family someday. And she's like, I'm going to tell you something and it's not going to be popular. Don't wait. Because if you wait and you can't get it done, it's going to be really expensive.
Yeah, wow. That's not wrong.
Not wrong. And she's like, you know, anybody who waits for their career, like your career's never going to feel ready. What's ready?
No.
Your career's never going to feel done or like at that, right?
Oh my God, no.
No, right? No. And so that happened. And then I did a job. I did a recurring on this show. Do you remember White Collar?
Oh, yeah. Hottest dude ever. What's his name?
Matty Bellmer.
Oh, geez. Yeah. That guy's hot as hell. Yes.
He is,
okay.
But we had the woman doing my makeup on that job. I don't know what we were talking about, but she kind of felt like out of the blue. She's like, do you want a family? Do you want kids? And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And someday she's like, don't wait. I was like, whoa. I just got that message like last week and now I'm getting it from you. You know, it was one of those. So like Sean and I were driving to Miami from New York for fun.
Adorable.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
I think we were listening to Mumford.
And we pulled over and we made Penelope Joan.
Oh, I see what this podcast is about. Okay. Yeah. I guess I must've been 31 when I said this. So I was like, well, I've been on birth control since I was 16. So I suppose it would be nice to not be on birth control more than half my life. Mm-hmm. So sure. I guess we'll pull the goalie at 32. That's how we did it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
How was pregnancy for you? Easy? Hard?
Relatively easy. I mean, obviously emotionally, but yeah, like I didn't have morning sickness. My second, I had like a low level nausea for the first trimester, but nothing ever to write home about whatsoever. And I never, you know, it wasn't morning sickness. I never had a morning sickness.
It's so great to hear because honestly, like I know you're like, oh God, everyone, everything went easy and sort of like lovely.
I know.
But that's also very good to hear because we do a lot of podcasts about people struggling and having a hard time. And there's also a lot of podcasts where people were like, it was great.
Yeah, no, my hard time was, and I think you know talked about this, my hard time was postpartum. Yeah.
So did you have postpartum depression with the first or the second or both? And what did it look like for you?
Definitely first. And then second, by then I already had my therapist. I already knew kind of what to look for, but it was, I'll tell you, it was more of an identity crisis, which, hello, I'm still going through.
Oh my God. I mean, I think that's going to just be forever.
That's just midlife, honey. It's midlife.
Did you think it was an identity crisis to be a mom, to be an actor?
I thought it was, what it was is because I knew I was done. I knew I was done making them. The depressive thought was basically like, well, if this is the peak, it's all downhill for me. Like there was just that sense that anybody who has chosen not to have children would listen to that and be like, oh, you are nuts. Like, of course, that's not all there is, right? But when you've done the labor thing, it just felt like a lot of now what.
How was your first labor?
First labor was, I was induced both times. I was induced primarily because my uterus just quits at 36 weeks.
Whoa. How do they know what comes back where they're like, we out?
Ultrasound and weight check.
So they just stop growing and your placenta sort of poops out.
Well, it's not even that. They call it failure to thrive, but that's a scary thing. But that's, the kid hasn't grown from 36 to 38. So your womb's not doing her any favors at this point. Let's get her out. The first time that happens, you go, oh, interesting, scary, interesting, all these beautiful things. Labor's really, we all have these gorgeous, not gorgeous, but the event of labor stories and birth stories. So I had a miscarriage in between. And there's that feeling when you have a miscarriage where you're like, I'm never going to stop trying. I'm just going to try until everything's dried up. And then second, with my second pregnancy, which was a harder one, I carried very low. I had to wear a belt from 4 months. It was crazy. But it's anyway, so it already, but so then I went in and then there was one of these ultrasounds. I was at 38 weeks. Sure enough, the ultrasound was long. Oh, I'm going to check with the doctor. And she comes back and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is taking a while. And they're like, so she hasn't grown since 36 weeks. So we're going to induce tomorrow. I remember using the restroom and sort of said a prayer to my uterus because I do that a lot. She's my God. Yeah. And I'm like, I hear you.
You're done.
If we can get through this together, then I'll let you rest.
Oh, what was my thing? I have such goosebumps about that.
Thank you. I don't know if that's how I put it. The only other person there is my uterus.
Yeah, but I tell people that all the time. I used to speak to my uterus and vagina all the time during both of my pregnancies where I would be like, we're going to get through this together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That always helped me too, to sort of personify and pray in a way.
Some people don't like saying it's a miracle because it happens every day. And I get that. But you go into a room and as two, you come out as three. That's what happens. That is wild. I remember after having the baby, I was just like, this happened here. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful to
and
you.
It is so crazy. Labor, no one knows how it's going to go.
It's honestly, it's not about you. Yes, you're doing it. And that's so about you. But the thing that's happening is a divine thing that is up to that kid and that divinity, whatever we call it.
Yeah, I'm so with you on that. Okay, so your postpartum depression, since it was worse with Penelope, she goes by Penny, right?
Penny, yeah.
Yeah, cute. So your postpartum depression with Penny, did it present itself as more anxious and panic attacks, or did it present itself as a depressing,
obsessive
I can't get
thoughts.
Out of bed? Okay, obsessive.
Obsessive thoughts. That's mine, yeah. Once you go in and you do the scale and you're like, oh, and how many days out of 14?
Have you cried? And how many days out of 14 could you not handle it?
Yeah. And you're like four, but those days were off. I didn't medicate. It was done just through talk therapy.
So great.
Yeah, which is great. But I so understand as well that sometimes the spectrum, it is a spectrum. And what, this is what I don't like. I want that language to change from if to when, because I think that the if gives these high achieving moms like myself, and I think you too, possibly, this concept of oh, I have such grace for those who've gone through it, but maybe I'll avoid it. Meaning, oh, it won't happen to me.
Oh, I was still Have you met me? I'm a very stable person. I've never dealt with depression in my whole life. Like, this is not me.
Right.
And then I started having obsessive thoughts also that were very dark about my son.
Yeah.
And it switched onto him.
It's the worst movie.
So talk therapy was hugely helpful to you. And your biggest advice to yourself the second go around was that all of those things were in place.
Yeah. I have one of those therapists who like will let you graduate sometimes. And then she's like, but call me for a tune-up, you know? And you're like, oh, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
But then I did. And I see her very regularly now. But yeah, it's, it for me, it was the obsessive thoughts. It feels like in Clockwork Orange when like, when your eyes are being controlled and you have to see the worst movie over and over and over again. I also have PMDD.
What's that?
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So it's like, it's basically just like PMS on, you know, more.
That sounds horrible.
Well, the reason I figured it out was because, you know, again, I was on birth control for my whole life, basically 16 years for my whole menstruating life, right? Then I'm having babies. So your hormones are cuckoo pants. And so then I actually had to like get to know my actual cycle.
For the first time since you were 16.
Yeah, which is like, that wasn't even real.
So then you turn out, you start getting real, real flow periods that aren't like on hormone. And you're like, holy shit.
Yeah. So then there was like more like PMS times, which I always had it, but like where it felt like the postpartum. And I was like, okay.
That makes sense though. That makes sense.
Right, all the sense in the world. Then it was like, okay, let's tell the acupuncturist and let's get all the herbs, you know, let's get the Chinese herbs and let's get, you know, then it was, let's find homeostasis for you. This is the thing with like any kind of herbal healing is like, you know, you want to come to a place of homeostasis. And so you have to watch it for like maybe 3 months and you just have to observe and have faith that like you're helping your body, you know, with this well-being. Because yeah, like basically the chemical change with the hormones, that's the destabilizing part.
That makes, I'm learning so much because I just got my like third period and I haven't had a period in 2.5 years because I am still breastfeeding and I, I know, I don't know why I'm doing this. This is not in the plan. I don't know. It's very weird. She's my second and this is it.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I thought I would quit it a year and then I was like, you know what? For Inventing Anna, when we all go to New York and we do this big fancy premiere and all this stuff, and then Omicron, and now I'm home. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to wean for that. Because I was like, I'm not pumping in New York. But now we're not going, I'm not going to New York.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing on that. But stay tuned.
I want to hear all about yours too. I just feel
like, oh my God, I'll tell you.
I haven't got to ask you about number two at all.
Oh my God, it was so great. My pregnancy was it was awful in that I had the worst. I mean, my labor was a joke. I've had harder workout classes. Like I pulled her out myself. It was great.
Oh my
God. Postpartum depression was awful.
After number two or number one?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I had to go on medication. Mommy. I'd never been on medication before.
Yeah.
I'd been in therapy for 100 years, but like it reached a level of, I mean, I was having rolling panic attacks all day, every day for 6 weeks. And it was bad. But I feel great now. I feel so lucky because I do think parenting a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old during these circumstances has been very, very challenging. I have a very physically active son. And it's just been isolating at times, frustrating at times, scary at times.
All of it.
And I have to say, just like being on an anti-anxiety medication has made me a better mom, able to show up.
No, that's the point.
Because, I mean, I've never had more moms text me about them being stressed out.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
How's having an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old right now?
I feel really lucky. I love my school. I love the school. You know, we're in public school.
Is this the same school they were going to?
Yeah.
And they've been amazing.
Amazing. I'm so grateful.
Tell me what the qualities are that make it so great as I'm sitting here looking at elementary schools for my son.
They love it. They care about it. With public schools, I don't know how it is in California, but in New York, there are a lot of programs available. It's really about researching the principal and knowing what they're about and hearing what they have to say and seeing if it jives with what you dig. We knew that this school was good. So we actually like got our place because of this zone.
You were like, I need to find a place to live so that they can go to this school.
Yeah, we were zoned for this anyway.
Are your girls in personality similar, drastically different? Not that those are the only options.
They dig each other. They're really great playmates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they share a room ever since they can remember. I mean, what's even most fun is lately, just about like 6 months ago, we finally took the monitor out because I was like, they need some privacy. This is ridiculous.
Oh, how freaking cute. Okay. And then the younger. So we have Penelope Joan is your oldest. And we have Clara.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Clara Elizabeth is your second.
Yes. But they're different. It's different.
Tell me, have your girls seen My Girl?
No, not yet. No.
Do you tell them you're an actor?
Yes. In fact, they just got into Rugrats, which is really sweet. And I actually am really happy that it's happening this way, because for me, it's really helpful that they're seeing me do, or they're hearing me do a job that I've chosen to do myself, mm-hmm. that I have a craft behind, that I'm a grown up, and yeah, this is my actual living. We could do a whole other talk about childhood performance. This is one of my soapboxes these days. because the world is so trauma aware, and yet we still are pretending that the psyches of child performers, and I mean athletes, I
right.
mean
all of it,
kids in catalogs, I mean kids who don't book.
Oh my God.
All of it.
I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine what you have been. I can't even imagine.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm just going to say, like, it was a really bad week for me, not for anybody else. Everybody else has their own life, right? When one of my eldest daughter's friends started to be, I saw my girl, you know, like on the playground. And I just was like, I went into fight or flight completely. And I was trying, but I'm also like, all I am is the mom to them. So I'm also have to be really responsible and be like, oh, thank you. And, you know, but it was like, it was a bad week.
Yeah. And how are they supposed to understand that?
Yeah, no. And, you know, mom, why can't I watch it yet? And I'm like, you can sometime. I need to be ready. I need to think about some things. With therapy, I thought, you know, I had to think about these things very much because I'm not going to be somebody who's going to avoid it or like, you know, like, right. no, like life has to unfold as it does. And I am proud of being in Hector now, you know.
But like you said, when you were an adult and you chose it, like you were also a child performer and a child star, and then you left the business, you went to college,
sure
you studied mm-hmm. something else, you came
yep.
back to it
yep. Yep.
full circle as a choice uh-huh. that you made.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And they're huge, two different careers completely. And I had to go, why, what am I scared of? Right. What am I scared of having? And bottom line is, I think most people who've gone through something like this can speak to this. Some people have been writing some great op-eds about it. Mara Wilson wrote one and Amber Tamblyn wrote one, and I'm so proud of them.
Oh, wow.
But basically, when that happened, my entire family and friends and anybody I'd ever met completely changed. Completely changed. I didn't know anybody anymore. Anywhere you went, if you just went to Christmas, you were there to take pictures with people so that you could be proven, you know, like you just know. It's a weird version of like just losing everything you knew. And so it made me realize like, oh my God, I'm terrified that my daughter will see me different, you know? So and like the bottom line is she will anyway, because she's 8 and she's going to be 9 and then she's going to be 10. Like she's going right. to see me different no matter what. Right. But I had to go through that. I had to do the self-inquiry to go, what is this about? Otherwise we're just reacting, right? It's the, Alice Miller book, the Drama of the Gifted Child, right? Like if
right.
we're not aware that like this stuff is mine and not theirs,
which was why you're great because you were like, well, first what I realized was that I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared. It's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they get screens? Do they get no screens? I know you are not a social media person.
We have a 2.5 hour screen time limit every day. And that's both iPads and TV. Really, I kind of just keep track of it in 20-minute increments. If it's practicing music or whatever, or if it's doing like homework, it doesn't count to the 2.5, but you still need a screen break. I'm not a social media person. That doesn't mean that I'm going to like forbid it for them someday. But I am very much like, listen, the internet is basically a portal to the rest of the world. Do you feel like you're ready for me to just let you walk out the door and meet somebody that you've never met in Queens?
No, mommy.
No. Like, you don't know how to get there. You don't have a way of getting in touch with me. You don't know how to drive. Right. And then she's like, no. And I'm like, that's how you have to look at the internet. So yeah, there's a lot of just like everyday little, like, let's be careful, you know?
Yeah. Cause it's a very slippery slope.
Yes. And I also, you know, I was like in that same vein of what we were talking about, like before as a child performer, the week the internet was like invented, the week that they invented, like brought you into school and they like built a computer lab and taught you how to like type Alta Vista.
Yeah.
I Googled myself. And the first thing that shows up is that, this is when I'm 14, right? That I have a baby, that I have a nose job.
Oh, God.
My first experience with the internet at all was being lied about. I got to tell you, in this day and age, what a gift. I've never had the concept that like, well, I read it on the internet, so it's got to be true. It's like,
right.
No.
The fact that you've always been like, everyone better check their sources.
What? Yeah.
Like just because you read it doesn't mean it's true.
That's never been a question to me. Like the internet has never been. Come on. But yes, eyes, just eyes, like everything in moderation, you know, same thing with candy. You can have a piece.
Oh, yeah. I gave my son like a mini Snickers bar, which he calls a sneakers bar. You know, at craft services, there's all that crap. And I don't have that really in my house. I'll give him like the healthy version, like the Justin's peanut butter bar, peanut butter cup or some shit. But I came home the other night and I was like, I have something, a Snickers bar. And he was like, out of his mind stoked. Would you travel with them when you were shooting Veep, or they would stay at home?
Veep, we always found somebody in the location when I had the kids with, when I had the girls with me. But then once they got old enough to be in school, I was the only one traveling, which is still hard.
I haven't done that yet. Talk to me about
that. The longest I've been away, and I don't recommend, it's not fun, but the longest I've been away is 2 weeks. Germany, which we did for Anna Delvey. That was my my longest having been away. That is a profound trip just because of all of the things involved. Plus like
COVID.
You're sequestered in like the most gorgeous hotel, like in Berlin, looking upon, you know, history.
How do you split responsibilities with your husband?
It's very, very 50-50. I know it's like, I don't know if saying 50-50 sinks in to anybody anymore.
No, we're the same. You know what I mean? We're very fucking split.
Sean's really into, really, really into being a dad. Like he's really good at it. And we basically find the stuff we're good at. Like going to the grocery store stresses me out. It happens to be his favorite thing of the day. Right. So like, great. He gets the groceries. I cook them.
So you guys know your lanes and you stick
it. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, and they work out. And if they don't work out that way, then you figure it out. Then you talk, you know, like getting up in the morning. We do it every other day.
Oh, you do? That's so great.
Yes. And if it's not, like if like sometimes he'll go on an early hike or something like that. And then it is me waking them up. They're like, where's daddy? And I'm like, well, yeah, because they know it's his day.
Oh, that's so great. I'm going to convince right now I do. So I'm the morning person. Adam's the night person. So I do mornings because that's my strongest and it's a hardcore downhill from there. And Adam loves nights and is a night owl. When I'm like dying, he's really coming in strong for books and bedtime and baths and getting them dressed. And I'm really coming in strong with breakfast and vitamins and getting you out the door and packing your lunches and like whatever.
That's still dividing it, you know, it's yes. And playing to your strengths. I think playing to your strengths work. And also something I will say, and I really love, we are date night.
Me. We're fucked. When do you do it? When?
We do it Wednesdays, but sometimes because we book sitters, that's always part of it. That's just always part of it.
I got to get everyone listening. Hold me to it. I got to go on a date night. Adam Shapiro and I have not seen each other solo in a god awful long time. And then we'll have like special occasions where like once every few months we'll do something wonderful. But like that's not maintenance.
And work event
does not count
a date night because you're on and you're freaked out.
Yeah, it's a totally different feel. Finish this sentence. Parenthood is.
A gift is the first thing I was going to say. The pause was me going, do I say privilege? But gift was the first thing.
I think that that's sort of been like thematically the word of this episode.
Aww.
I mean, I just think you like you've had some really lovely, thankfully, you know, knock on wood, like awesome gifts. Like, but just that it's really great and inspiring for people who are listening because there's a lot of hard shit out there. And that's not to say that you haven't had a hard
go. No, it is.
I mean, obviously you have, but
it's
been in different areas of your life, not necessarily the labor space or the fertility area.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like I was put on oxygen in labor and stuff. Like, you know, like you could build a stressful story, but I fail to see it that way. The bad days are bad days, but I know, honestly, the bottom line is just thank God for therapy.
So that's the theme, okay?
That's
it's gift and the gift of therapy.
Seriously. And that is a good one.
And here he got in. Albie, do you remember Anna?
Mama, why can I not hear?
I know, because she's talking to me.
Can I hear?
No, because we actually have to go have dinner. Oh, wait, look, wait, she wants to. Can I have her here, too?
Can I hear?
How did you guys all get in here? Where's Daddy? This is Vera.
Mama.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh gosh, everyone's coming in. Everyone listening.
What did you want?
Vera did not exist when Anna Klumsky and I were shooting.
No, this is
which again comes out on February 11th on streaming. It's on Netflix.
Oh my gosh, goofiness.
Thank you, Anna, so, so much for coming on Katie's Crib. And thank you guys for listening to Katie's Crib. And I want to hear from you as we continue with season 5. What do you want to talk about? Who do you want me to bring on the show? Do you have questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, ideas? I want to hear from you. You can always hit me up at katiescrib@shondaland.com.
Katie's Crib is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.